I refuse to learn the person's full name that did this to me, that hit me, because I didn't want to hold my anger at this one name. For some reason, I didn't think that would be right. There I go, thinking about what would be right for the person who just about killed me. This was someone who may have been driving drunk at noon on a Saturday who had filed for bankruptcy a year earlier. Yes, and still had a car. And I didn't. It's strange. I never got a chance to say goodbye to my car. I know that sounds retarded, but it was my first car. It ran really well. I traveled around the country in that car. It was 8 years old with 125,000 miles on it, and it ran perfectly. It was with me through my entire life in Chicago. Its windows were broken I don't know how many times in Logan Square because people would break into the car to steal the insurance cards for people to use. I had static stickers all over the bottom of the back window with radio stations or pictures of the Earth or planet orbits, weird stuff like that all over it. That car, license plate, J Photo 1, had been out to Idaho and Montana, south through California and Florida. I think it took it around 40 states in this country. I miss that car. Yeah, I never got to say goodbye to it. I only saw photos. Family took the car, and you know, from those angles, the car doesn't really look that bad. Are you sure it can't be fixed? It took them so long to try to fix me, so maybe I'll have to know when to let that car go.